dead in that high-rise apartment building fire in London, and the fire commissioner says,
tragically, now we are not expecting to find anyone else alive. The severity and the heat of the fire will mean that it would be an absolute miracle for anyone to be left alive.
Britain's prime minister now calling for a full public inquiry into the fire that broke out in the wee hours of yesterday morning. Another day of deliberations has begun in the Bill Cosby sexual assault trial. Here's Bill Zimfer.
Coming into today, the sequestered jury of 7 men and 5 women has put in 28 hours of deliberations without coming to a verdict. They have yet to inform the judge of any deadlock, but have returned to the courtroom several times to rehear transcripts of testimony in the case. Cosby is charged with 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault for an incident dating back to 2004.
The reward's risen to $115,000 for information leading to the capture of 2 escaped Georgia inmates who killed 2 guards on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years, but now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesman, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre1933.com.
President Trump is blasting reports that he's under investigation now for obstruction of justice. More on that from correspondent Joe Gomez.
The president tweeted this morning that, quote, "they made up a phony collusion with the Russians story, found zero proof, so now they go for obstruction of justice on the phony story. Nice." The Washington Post reports that special counsel Robert Mueller is including the obstruction probe as part of the investigation into Russian meddling in the U.S. election. The expanded investigation apparently began days after the president fired FBI Director James Comey. Trump went on to call the investigation the single greatest witch hunt in American political history.
The father of the American prisoner recently released from North Korea says he doesn't buy the country's excuse as to why his son came home in a coma. In a just-released statement, Fred Warmbier says his family is relieved their son Otto is home, but they're angry that he was treated so brutally for so long. Warmbier confirming North Korea claims his son fell into a coma shortly after he was sentenced to 15 years hard labor in the country over a year ago. The North Koreans claiming Otto then caught botulism and was given a pill which they claim has had him in a coma ever since. And as many as 1 million people are expected to turn out for a victory parade later today for the Golden State Warriors as they'll make their way through the streets of downtown Oakland to celebrate their NBA title. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
On today's program, I'll be talking about how to establish business credit, how to host a successful grand opening party. As a follow-up to an email I received, I'll explain the difference between profit and cash flow. I'll tell you how to recruit top talent to your business and how small business owners are opting out of customer acquisition and towards customer engagement. It's Thursday, June 15th, 2017, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime will help me. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gannot, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. But before we do, we always check the weather. It's currently 74 beautiful degrees here in Flemington at 12:06, and the forecast shows that today we're going to have periods of clouds and sun with a high of 79 and a low of 58. For tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy with a passing shower, a high of 73 and a low of 63. For Saturday, it'll be mostly cloudy, warmer and humid with a thunderstorm in spots, a high of 83 and a low of 66. And for Sunday, it'll be humid with intervals of clouds and sun, a high of 89 and a low of 74. Current check of the financial markets. All markets are currently down. The Dow is down 20.82 to 21,353.74. The NASDAQ down 58.32 to 6,136.66. S&P 500 down 10.81 to 2,427.34. Oil is down 18 cents to $44.55 per barrel. And gold down $20.10 to $1,255.80 an ounce. I want to thank Mark Whitner for watching, and Facebook viewers, you're now up to date. Now go listen to www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for the rest of the show. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Taking Care of Business. And a big day coming up for me and hopefully for Central Jersey, for sports enthusiasts everywhere. We have the Bazalone Bowl tonight. Always a great time down in Bridgewater for the Bazalone Bowl, which is basically the senior bowl for Somerset County and a few Hunterdon County schools. I know Del Valle's going to be there. So if you're interested, and it's also a time that we recognize our veterans. So I'd encourage everybody that if you have a veteran in your family, bring them to John Bazalone Memorial Field on the campus of Bridgewater Raritan High School tonight. They will be recognized at some point during the game, and then we'll be able to watch the seniors play football. So it's just going to be a great evening all around. I look forward to this event every year. Got into a little bit of panic mode last night. Now, when you're announcing a game like this, and it's very well scripted, and when I used to do games with ESPN and MSG Network, everything was timed out to the minute. You know, so it might say at 6:35 and 42 seconds start intro, and then get out of the intro at 6:46 and 18 seconds. But it was very regimented, and you'd have a producer in your ear and telling you when to get out. You have 5 seconds left. You have 3 seconds. You know, stop talking. All kinds of things. So this event is put on by the United States Marine Corps and also the Somerset County Football Coaches Association. This is the fifth year that we've been doing this game. And so I showed up last night for the run-through, and I looked at the Marines, and I said, well, do you have my script? Because they usually write it. And they said, no, we don't have the script. I looked at one of the coaches that organizes the event. I said, do you have the script? And he says, no. And I go, okay, we're in trouble, guys, because if I don't have a script, I won't know what to say. And there's sponsors that have to be, announced and things like that. So I said, let me go home and see what I can find. So I go home last night after the run through. I don't have the script anywhere on any computer. And then it woke me up at like 2 a.m. I was nervous. How am I going to come up with a script? How am I going to be able to announce and sound somewhat professional? And so I came into the office this morning, and I said, let's just type in everything you can do. Run of show, John Bazalone, Bazalone Bowl, and finally there it was. And what happened was the Marines actually printed this up in an Excel spreadsheet, so it wasn't coming up in Word, so no matter where I looked, I wasn't going to find it. So finally, have the script. We updated it for 2017. We got all the approvals we need, so we'll be ready, you know, come 6:30 tonight for kickoff. So again, if you're looking for something to do tonight, it's a beautiful day out. It's going to be a beautiful evening. Come watch the high school seniors play basically their final high school game in the Bazelone Bowl. All the schools from Somerset County and a couple from Hunterdon will be participating. So come on out and just have a good time. And again, what I like most about the evening is how we recognize current military, former military, retired. You know, so if you have any veterans in your family, bring them to the game and let them get the recognition that is due to them. Crazy week going on in the world when we had the London fire the other night. It was just horrific to see the images coming across the TV screen and, you know, knowing that there were people in the buildings or in the building that were affected. And it really brought me back to the movie The Towering Inferno. And it was just amazing to me to see how a building, a modern building that has recently been renovated, could be such a tinderbox so fast. So I don't know what happened. I'm very interested to see what happens with the investigation as far as either building materials or construction techniques or something, but something went drastically wrong. So far, it looks as if 17 people have lost their lives in that fire. So obviously prayers and thoughts for those people, but very curious to see what would have caused a 24-story building to go up, you know, like that, and make it, what would make it so hard for the firefighters to extinguish it. And then yesterday, obviously, scary news in Washington, D.C. with the shooting at the Republican and Democratic practice for their annual charity baseball game, which will be played tonight at Washington Nationals Park. Two senators shot, two aides shot, others injured. And these are, to say these are scary times we live in doesn't even do it justice. These are just crazy times that we're living in, that people can just walk around. And I think when you look at the whole election cycle, when you saw people getting into fights at rallies, when you saw the anger that was being conveyed on Facebook and other social media platforms. If you said you were pro-Trump, somebody was going to attack you, or 30 people were going to attack you. And if you said you were pro-Hillary, then, you know, vice versa. You know, more people were going to attack you. People were afraid to put lawn signs out because they were afraid of the backlash that might happen during that whole election process. And now it seems like it's carrying over a little bit further, and here you have a gentleman who, obviously angered by Republicans, he supported Bernie Sanders, and I'm not in any way blaming Bernie Sanders for what this gentleman did, but now you have a gentleman who's gotten that anger to such a level that he left his home in Illinois, has been living in a car for the past 6 weeks in Washington, D.C., showering at the YMCA, hanging out there, and takes it upon himself to take a semi-automatic weapon and basically try to assassinate as many Republican congressmen, senators that he could in one event. Now, fortunately, he didn't succeed. Obviously, the injuries for Senator Scalise are very serious, but at least no one was killed. But it just, I think at some point, we all have to hit the pause button, and we all have to put away our anger for a little bit, and we all have to realize that regardless of who sits in the seat at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, we're all in this together. We're one country. And don't look at yourself as a Republican. Don't look at yourself as a Democrat. Look at yourself as a human being. And if so many people are coming out and saying that this gentleman, the shooter, was enraged, that he had Facebook postings that were always very, anti-Republican. If you see stuff like that in people's feeds and people are showing up at rallies and they're talking very angrily, I think it wouldn't hurt us to say, we need to watch this guy. And, so again, hopefully everybody heals, everybody gets better, and then hopefully as a country we move on. I'm sure that once Congress gets back in full session, that gun control and new gun laws will not only become a point of topic, a discussion point again, but now because it's so personal and now that it's inside their chamber, one of their own or several of their own have been hurt, I have a feeling that that attitudes may change. The lobbies, the NRA and et cetera, will all have to step up their game a little bit more to maintain the support they've enjoyed over the years. But again, now that it's inside the chamber and their own have been hurt, I think that the topic of gun legislation and background checks and things like that will become a little bit more vocal. And you may see some changes both on the national and or state level. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about business credit. And if you don't have it, where to start? We'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano. I'm the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington. And as always, the host of this program every Thursday afternoon. So glad you could join me again. Business credit. Now, this is a topic that I've talked about over the past 5 or 6 months. It's been an interesting topic, and I'm getting a lot of requests to talk more about it, the difference between personal credit, business credit, and people aren't really sure where or how to build their business credit. So if you don't know how to build credit for your small business, there are 3 simple steps you can follow to start building business credit from scratch. Now, as a business owner, you want every advantage possible to help your business succeed. Now, did you know that according to NAB's American Dream Gap survey, business owners who understand their business credit scores are 41% more likely to get approved for a business loan? To get that competitive advantage, you need to build business credit. But what if you don't have business credit or you don't know how to go about building it? How do you start? Well, fortunately, it's not very complicated. There's 3 simple steps to start building your business credit from scratch. The first is to just check your credit. Now, although you may not have yet taken steps to build business credit, the commercial credit agencies may already have information about your business in their databases, even if it's just basic information such as the name and address of your company. These agencies collect information about small businesses from a variety of sources, so you may already be on their radar. It's helpful to find out whether such files exist and to make sure that the info in these agencies have on you is correct. You can go directly to their companies that compile business credit reports to check, or get a free account from NAV, N-A-V, where you'll be able to see whether you have a business credit file with Experian and DNB, two of the main commercial credit agencies. Number two, you also want to get credit. Now, your credit reports are primarily a record of how you've handled credit. To build a credit history, you need accounts that report to these agencies on a regular basis. And not all creditors report to business credit agencies, however, so the process isn't always as straightforward as it sounds. So one way to start is with a business credit card. Most business credit card issuers report information to at least one of the major credit agencies, providing a valuable reference as you build credit. And you can usually get a business credit card even if your business is new, as long as your personal credit scores are strong enough and you have sufficient income to repay the debt. Another easy way to get started is to establish accounts with companies that offer what's called trade credit, or accounts that let you buy items and pay for them later. Now, there are a number of companies that will extend small amounts of trade credit to their customers, often on a net 30 basis, which means the invoice must be paid in 30 days. These firms offer products many business owners use in their day-to-day operations, including shipping, janitorial and office supplies, and as a bonus, some of these vendors don't check personal credit, so you can likely qualify even if your personal credit scores are low. Now, as long as the companies you do business with report to the credit bureaus, you're going to build credit. It's also possible that some of your existing creditors would be willing to report to the credit bureaus. It doesn't hurt to ask, but keep in mind, it's easier to build credit with companies that already report. An up-to-date list of vendors and lenders that can help you establish business credit is provided with NAV's Business Launcher tool, and that's available if you have a NAV account, and you can get one for free just by signing up at nav.com. The third and most important step is for you to pay on time. Now, once you have accounts that report, you're going to want to make sure that they help you build good credit scores, and that means paying on time and keeping your debt under control. As a business owner, you're no doubt juggling a million things every day, so make sure you have systems in place to pay these accounts on time, since late payments will drop your credit scores. And unlike personal credit, where payment history falls into 30-day buckets, a payment that is just a few days late can be noted on your business credit reports and affect your business credit scores. High balances on your accounts may affect your business credit as well. Keep in mind that building credit takes time, so start now so that when you do need finance for growth, for equipment purchases, to add to payroll, excellent business credit scores are going to help get you what you need. So there's some, hopefully, some good advice on how to build your business credit. But the number one thing for everybody who's been writing to me is check your business credit score first. You know, call or email Experian. See if you're listed. Call or email the DNB report and find out, are you listed? Is there? And you also want to make sure of the accuracy of the information contained in those reports. If it's showing, you know, let's say you have a business credit card and you've been late in paying, or it's saying you're late in paying, here's a little trick. That is, let's say the invoice is due on the 30th of the month, but you don't write the check and you don't put it in the envelope and you don't lick it and stamp it and put it in the mail until the 30th of the month, you're late. Forget grace periods. Forget, oh, I have 10 days. You don't. It's due on the 30th, which means they want it in their hands on the 30th. And depending on where their processing center is, you may want to be licking that envelope about 5 days early. So make sure that you take a look at that as you and keep that in the back of your head. Always try to get your credit card payments in on time, and that means not when they say it's due, but a few days before. Well, how about there's a lot of I'm starting to see a lot of new businesses popping up on Facebook and Flemington Forward and Flemington United. There's a couple of businesses, a new hair salon opened up. I just saw one this morning. I can't remember what they do. So there's a couple of businesses opening up. One of the best things you can do is host a grand opening party. Let people know who you are, where you are, and what you do. And you can do this even if you've been in business for several years. Let's say you just repainted the showroom or something like that, or you have new product and you want to have a grand reopening party. Well, first of all, congratulations, because you are opening that business, or you have improved on that business. And while you've had your hands full preparing to open the doors, now that the grand opening is here, you don't want to skip the party. A successful marketing event is a great way to officially unveil your business, attract the attention of the community and potential customers, and treat yourself and your team to a well-deserved celebration. Now, as you're planning, ask yourself these five W's to ensure that your grand opening is a hit and that it succeeds in bringing new customers through your newly opened doors. First, ask the who. This is a great opportunity to flex your PR muscles. Start by inviting local media to cover this event. A grand opening is a timely event that could pique the interest of reporters at your local newspaper, blogs, or radio stations. Always a good idea to serve food and tell the media that there will be food provided. This is also a way for you to meet your neighbors and potential customers. Now, while you can't send out invitations to the entire community, you can advertise. And remember to invite local community leaders, mayors, chamber of commerce, etc., other business owners, and your family and friends. Expect about a 30% attendance rate from those you invite. This should give you a good idea of how much food and beverage to order. This is your time to shine, so shake hand and kiss those babies. Be available for any journalist that wants to interview and ask a couple customers to be on standby for any quotes. Another W, what? There are different types of grand opening events that you can hold, so choose the one or several that it will attract your ideal audience and something that you feel people would be comfortable attending. So some ideas to get you started would be a ribbon cutting, an open house, a groundbreaking, a reception, or even a themed event. Where? It may seem obvious that you would host your opening at your new storefront, right? Well, even if you have a home-based business, you can host a grand opening party. Plan for an event at a local venue or even your home if you're planning a smaller event. If you are opening a brick-and-mortar store, you have a number of options for location. If you are planning a larger event, you may need to extend into your parking lot or under adjacent tents. Coordinate with other nearby businesses if you plan to have it out front. When is the other W? Start planning your event 2 to 3 months in advance. Invitations should be sent out 4 weeks beforehand at the latest. Advertising should start 4 to 6 weeks out, but wait to hit it hard at the two-week mark. Creating that buzz just before the event will help keep it top of mind for those planning to attend. Don't schedule the grand opening for the day your contractor plans to finish his work. Many things can go wrong or cause a delay, so give yourself plenty of time to tie up all those loose ends and then let the dust settle. And finally, budget. How much are you going to spend? Your cost is going to depend on the number of people you expect to attend. Some costs may be fixed, such as decorations or entertainment. If you're trying to save on expenses, food and beverages aren't necessary. Instead, you should opt for discounts and coupons or promotional items to highlight your goods and services. Another way to give back without spending too much is with door prizes and drawings. And if you go that route, you're going to want to know ahead of time how much you'll be spending. Overall, the total should be only 20% of your annual marketing budget. Your grand opening party is just the start. Yes, you are going to meet a lot of people and hopefully create a good buzz about your business. Use this as an opportunity to kick off ongoing marketing campaigns to grow your business and to get new customers through your brand new doors. So here's a quick checklist. You want to budget 20% of your annual marketing budget on the event. You want to begin planning at least 8 weeks out before opening. Send invitations 4 weeks out. Choose a location that works best for the crowd you anticipate and advertise your event locally. Another good thing to do as it comes to budgeting is you want to make sure that you're collecting email addresses from everybody. Have people sign a guest book. We just did a fundraiser last week for Kimmy Goetz, the United States Olympic speed skating hopeful here in Flemington. And one of the things that I thought was pretty neat was they were passing around a blank journal. And it was an opportunity for people to just write, you know, best wishes, good luck, and sign their name. And then about 2 days later, I got a thank you note, you know, from the family saying, you know, thanks for coming and thanks for your donation and things like that. So same thing here. And even if you take a page or you write their name, their email on every page, and then they can fill in their note, at least now you have it. But let them fill in, you know, their at least their name, their email, maybe a phone number so that, you know, you can get back to them at a later date, or you can add them to an email marketing database. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com. We're going to step away for our mid-show news break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Uber and some of the problems that are happening there and how you can avoid their mess in your company. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News. with Jules McKinney.
Congressional baseball players will wear Louisiana State University gear during tonight's annual charity baseball game. It's a tribute to House Majority Whip Steve Scalise, who is an LSU graduate. Scalise was shot in the hip during a practice for the game yesterday and is hospitalized in critical condition. LSU says it provided hats, shirts, and towels after receiving a request for items for both congressional teams. The father of the American prisoner recently released from North Korea says he doesn't buy the country's excuse as to why their son came home in a coma. In a statement today, Fred Warmbier said his family is relieved their son Otto is home, but is angry that he was treated brutally for so long.
Even if you believe their explanation of botulism and a sleeping pill causing the coma, and we don't, there is no excuse for any civilized nation to have kept his condition secret.
This is USA Radio News.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Get unbeatable deals on top quality pre-finished hardwood and bamboo flooring from just $149. $1 off per square foot on beautiful Bellawood hardwood. Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 50% off. And North American and European laminate up to 36% off. Plus, clearance deals on small lots, closeouts, and more from 59 cents at your local store. And special financing. Hurry, get to the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com. Currently 75 degrees, and for today, we're going to have periods of clouds and sun, a high of 79, a low of 58. A great day for a high school football game, so make sure you get down to Bazelon Field in Bridgewater tonight for the Senior Bowl, the John Bazelon Senior Bowl. For tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy with a passing shower with a high of 73 degrees and a low of 63. For Saturday, it'll be mostly cloudy, warmer, and more humid with a thunderstorm in spots, a high of 83 and a low of 66. And for Sunday, it'll be humid with intervals of clouds and sun, a high of 89 and a low of 74. Well, Uber kind of took it on the chin this week, and when the dust finally settled, it looks as if there's been going to be a lot of changes in how Uber does business. First of all, Chief Executive Officer Travis Kalanick told staff that he plans to take a leave of absence without disclosing a return date. The company is going to strip him of some of his duties and appoint an independent chair to limit his influence after a slew of scandals, according to an advance copy of a report prepared for the board. At a staff meeting on Tuesday, the company conveyed the results of a probe conducted by Eric Holder, the former U.S. Attorney General, who Uber hired to look into allegations of harassment, discrimination, and an aggressive culture. The 47 recommendations include creating a board oversight committee, rewriting Uber's cultural values, reducing alcohol use at work events, and prohibiting intimate relationships between employees and their bosses. Uber's board met Sunday to review a detailed version of the report and voted unanimously to approve the recommendations. Afterward, the San Francisco-based company ousted Emil Michael, Uber's head of business. Upon Kalanick's return, the board will move to diminish his role by giving some of the CEO's job responsibilities to a chief operating officer, a position Uber has been actively recruiting for, but has yet to fill. This person would act as a full partner with the CEO, but focus on day-to-day operations, culture, and institutions within Uber. Uber lost or removed much of its management team in recent months as scandal after scandal emerged. The 14,000-plus workforce lacks a clear number two who could run things in Kalanick's stead. Uber has started taking steps to fill out Kalanick's bench. Last week, it hired Harvard Business School's Francis Fry as Senior Vice President of Leadership and Strategy and will add Nestle SA's Wan Ling Martello as an independent director. Despite recent turmoil, Uber's business is growing. Revenue increased to $3.4 billion in the first quarter, while losses narrowed, though they remain substantial at $708 million. But Lyft Incorporated has stolen some market share in the U.S., and Uber's internal strife could open opportunities for competitors globally to lure partners, raise funds, or poach talent. Executives at Uber had looked to the Holder report as a likely turning point in their efforts to put the company's past indiscretions behind them and provide a roadmap for the future. Holder, an attorney at law from Covington & Burling LLP, interviewed employees as part of a 14-week probe he conducted with colleague Tammy Alberin. A separate examination by Perkins Cole is reviewing 215 human resources claims. More than 20 people have been fired as a result of that inquiry. The process was longer than we thought and more painful than we thought, but this chapter comes to an end today, Arianna Huffington, an Uber board member, said in a statement prepared for the staff meeting Tuesday. Our task now is to learn, rebuild, and move forward together to write Uber's next chapter. The crisis was sparked by a February 19th blog post by former Uber software engineer Susan Fowler. She alleged that her former manager had propositioned her for sex and that Uber's HR department told her it wouldn't punish him because he was a top performer. In addition to her sexual harassment allegations, Fowler's nearly 3,000-word post chronicled day-to-day indignities women faced at the startup. In one instance, female employees were told they would need to pay for their own leather jackets, even though men were getting them for free. A manager explained to her that there weren't enough women to justify buying them in bulk. Fowler's accusations ignited an uproar inside the company and throughout the tech industry. Many women shared their own horror stories, and the controversy prompted companies throughout Silicon Valley to re-examine their diversity practices. At Uber, Bloomberg reported that at least half a dozen members of the recruiting team left after their attempts to prioritize diversity hiring initiatives faced resistance from Kalanick. So it'll be interesting to see what the new Uber or Uber 2.0 looks like when the dust finally settles, when Kalanick comes back, when they get that number two person on board. Speaking of legal troubles, Bill Cosby is currently in a courtroom in Norristown, Pennsylvania, and after about 26 hours of deliberation, the jury has come back to the judge and said that they are deadlocked at this point. They also said hopelessly deadlocked, and the judge has gone back to them and said, please keep trying. So no decision coming up just yet on the Bill Cosby scandal. And University of Louisville basketball coach Rick Pitino will miss 5 games this season as part of a punishment that the NCAA has levied on his basketball program. That in light of a recent sex scandal within the team where it appears as if there was a culture there of having students, having an aide arrange for sex for players. So, and this all comes under Pitino's watch, and as a result, he now loses the ability to coach the team for 5 games. Again, culture. And it doesn't matter whether you're at Uber or the University of Kentucky basketball program. I must be blue in the face by now, because I can't tell you how many times I've talked about the image of your company, the image of your brand. We went over it last week for 15 minutes, and still we get these stories of cultural problems, of people not behaving the way they're supposed to behave, and it just keeps coming up, and I bang my head on the desk sometimes, like, where is the common sense? I was having a conversation with a young lady that I had taught in fifth grade CCD. She's now a junior in college. And she goes, I always remember one thing that you said. Now, in Catholic school, and when you're teaching CCD, the old term was WWJD, what would Jesus do? And that's a time, that's a chance for you to just take a pause and just say, well, what would Jesus do in this situation? And if you know that what you're about to do isn't what he would do, it's probably wrong. So to simplify it for the kids, I used to say, if you ever have to ask the question, is this right or is this wrong, you can pretty much bet that it would be wrong. Because as soon as you have that doubt, you know that you're probably questioning whether this is the right thing for you to be doing. And she said that advice has followed her through the years. And she goes, it's made me think several times. You know, she was propositioned in college to try drugs, and, you know, she stopped for a second and she said, is this right or is this wrong? She knew it was wrong. She walked away. And I said, well, I appreciate her telling me that story. But I'm like, well, why don't the folks at Uber take time out and think, what would Jesus do? And why don't the folks at the University of Louisville basketball program say, what would Jesus do? Or is this right or is this wrong? I am confused that adults, grown men making millions of dollars in a job like Rick Pitino and Travis Kalanick, can't seem to figure out the difference between right and wrong. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com. And when we talk about the difference, let's talk about the difference between profit and cash flow. So in your business, let's say that sales are good and your business is making a profit. So why is there no money in your bank account? Well, if you're strapped for cash, chances are your customers aren't paying on time, and that can leave your business with a cash flow shortage. And this is a problem if you have expenses that need to be covered today, not when your customers finally decide to pay you. Now, if you're using accrual-based accounting, it's possible to show a profit but still not have the cash you need to operate and grow your business. So to better understand the difference between profit and cash flow, it helps to keep in mind that profit looks at revenue and expenses during a specific period. If your revenue exceeds your expenses, you have a profit. On the other hand, cash flow is always changing, and it's dependent on when the money is actually collected. Sales on credit count as revenue, even if your customers haven't paid yet. So the bottom line is, you may have a profit, but not enough cash. If your business is short on cash, you might be able to borrow money from the bank or take out a line of credit. Another possible solution is accounts receivable financing. This process takes place when a factoring company like Bluevine is willing to lend you money now for invoices that are due in the future. The difference between profit and cash flow can create some harsh realities for any small business owner. Fortunately, invoice factoring can be a convenient way to access capital when you need it. So, again, just it's something that a lot of business owners don't get. And when they call someone like me to come in and say, you know, we're working hard, we're selling like crazy, but there never seems to be enough money in the bank, the first thing I look at is the receivables. And the second thing I look at is the column that's like 30 to 60 days, you know. Net 30 is good if you pay, but when it gets to the 30 to 60 or the 60 to 90 or 90 plus, you're in trouble. That's when you become a bank. So hopefully that explains that a little bit. I appreciate the question that did come in on that to explain the difference. Hopefully we were able to do that for you. It's currently 12:42. You're listening to Taking Care of Business. Let me figure out what the next story is going to be. I got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about with you here today. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll sort all that out. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits,
law offices of Patricia Garrity Smiths, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All you lucky dog, you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, with you every Thursday from noon to one for another episode of Taking Care of Business. Figured out what I want to talk to you about for the next couple of minutes, and that is a story that came across that I was not shocked by, but because I thought it was always part of the process, but glad to see that it's getting so much attention from business owners and that business owners are paying a lot of attention to it. Now, a term that has been widely used for about the last 5 to 8 years is customer acquisition. What is the cost of your customer acquisition? How much does it cost you to get a new customer? You'll see it on Shark Tank all the time. You know, Lori Greiner is very famous for asking the question, well, what's your cost of customer acquisition? And the business owner who's pitching his business may say, oh, it's $12.84, which means that all of their efforts, marketing, advertising, recruitment, et cetera, that they broke it down that for every person that comes in and becomes a customer and what they've spent, that's the cost of customer acquisition. You want it to be as low as possible. But a new report by Manta and BIA Kelsey reveals that for the first time, small businesses are investing more of their time, more of their money, and resources on strengthening the relationships with existing customers versus acquiring new customers. Now, achieving big customer loyalty in a small business world details findings from nearly 1,000 small business members of Manta's online directory community. Manta's mission is to help small businesses thrive by engaging with their customers online, said John Schlenziger, who is the CEO of Manta. That's why, in addition to our proprietary research, Manta's joint report with BIA Kelsey provides best practices for how business owners can jumpstart successful digital customer loyalty programs that help them stand out and create the loyalty and repeat business they desire. Existing customers bring in more money than new customers. In 2012, BIA Kelsey reported that small business owners prioritized customer acquisition over customer retention at a 7-to-1 ratio. Recently, a new trend is developing as 61% of small business owners surveyed report that over half of their annual revenue comes from repeat customers rather than from new customers, and that a repeat customer spends 67% more than a new customer does. In line with this, small business owners are spending less time and money on customer acquisition. Only 14% are spending the majority of their annual marketing budget to acquire new customers, and only 20% are investing most of their time and effort to acquire new customers. This is significant, and it's a significant shift in behavior as small business owners have realized that existing customers play a more influential role in business success than new customers. And keep in mind that when you have an existing customer, you can now tap into them as a referral network, and hopefully they will do the work for you and help you acquire new customers. What are some of the early stages of customer retention? Now, even with the shift in small business behavior, business owners are not yet poised to take full advantage of their customer relationships. The study found that only 34% of SBOs have a loyalty program, while the majority, 66%, do not. Moreover, the majority of SBO loyalty programs are offline rather than online, failing to take advantage of technologies that enable seamless implementation and deeper customer insights. Two members of the Manta community, Viral Print International, a wholesale graphic design and printing services company, and Ronnie's Tees, report that digital customer loyalty programs they run have generated a return on investment. Unfortunately, while email and social media rank as the most effective features, only 46% of customer loyalty programs are digitally run and managed, with more than 50% of small business owners still relying on paper-based or word-of-mouth programs. Our joint research shows that customer loyalty programs are starting to gain traction in the small business community. said Jed Williams, who's BIA Kelsey's Vice President of Strategic Consulting. This finding aligns with BIA Kelsey's analysis that over half of small businesses will launch customer loyalty programs by the end of 2016 to help their businesses become more competitive. The following tips are going to outline for you the first three steps that you should take if you own a small business to begin building a customer loyalty program. First, start with the end in mind. Now, starting with the desired outcome in mind can help you define your goals and what you want to achieve from a customer loyalty program. So make sure the goal is specific and that it can be measured, as it will dictate if the strategy and tactics you put in place are working. The goal of wanting more business is too broad. Instead, determine if you want to decrease customer churn, increase average order size, or improve customer acquisition. Next, you want to determine your audience. Will the program be for all customers or just for your best customers? You may want to target customers by spending thresholds, frequency of purchases, or even specific products. Targeting a specific group helps you reward ideal buying behavior, subsequently driving more of it. If it's your first time launching a customer loyalty program, starting with one group could help keep you focused and make it easier for you to track results and metrics. Structure your program to be ROI positive. Once your primary goal and audience are in place, then you can determine if your program structure. Will your program be points-based or have a tiered reward structure? Make a list of multiple options that could help you meet your goal. Assess how much they cost and how much they will net you in return to identify the best structure for your business. So, BIA Kelsey and Manta also report that achieving big customer loyalty in a small business world is going to detail the findings from nearly 1,000 small business owner members. And if you're looking to look into that a little deeper as it pertains to the customer experience, you can go to manta.com and then search for the free report Small Business Trends. What about you? Do you have any loyalty programs? Is there anything out there that you're trying? Even if it's a freebie, you know, if a customer comes in and they buy something, is there a gift that you give them in addition to their purchase? I was in one store, bought something for my wife, and was handed a small box of chocolates. And I didn't buy them, and I actually handed them back. I said, those aren't mine. She says, no, that is yours. We give that to every customer as a gift for their purchase. I thought that was pretty cool. And I can't say that the box actually made it home with me, but and they were delicious, by the way. Flemington Car and Truck Country, when you buy a car, a few days later, you get a tin full of cookies, you know, and they're delicious. You know, are you doing some form of a reward program? Jersey Mike's, one of my favorite places to get a sandwich, you know, a sub sandwich, has the Shore Points program where you keep adding up points. And I think I got to like 70 points one day, went in for a sandwich, and they said, oh, your sandwich is free today because you accumulated enough points. Starbucks has the gold cup, you know, fill up the gold cup and get a free coffee. So in your own small business, and every business, every small business can come up with some kind of a reward program, whether it's make a purchase, get a pen, make a purchase, get something else, and have different tiers, you can certainly come up with something. It doesn't have to be a high-value thing. We've even done it in our store where a customer may come in and buy trophies, but because we see that on the business card or when they filled out their form, they listed their company, if we can find their logo, we'll make them a T-shirt, you know, through our custom imprint apparel division. We'll size them up, say, he's an extra large, make an extra large T-shirt with his logo on it, and we will put that in the bag just as a thank you gift. Two things that usually happen. One, they appreciate the gesture. And two, very often, they'll go ahead and place an order for more shirts. So, you know, let me know if there's something that's working for you that you'd like to share with our listeners as far as a reward program. We'd love to get that on here as quickly as possible. Let's talk about marketing for one second, one of my favorite topics here on the program. Does your business really need a marketing plan? Plain and simple answer, yes, it does. A formal marketing plan can prevent small business owners from wasting valuable dollars chasing the wrong customers with the wrong message. A recent poll found that almost half of small business owners do not have a formal marketing plan. Yet careful attention to marketing can be critical to your small business's success. Marketing plans for small businesses are far more important than business plans, but they get far less, quote, airtime, says Dan Whedon, who's a consultant and author of Unleashed Leadership. Small businesses survive mostly on top-line growth, which means revenue generation produced from marketing. Without a marketing plan, it's like closing your eyes and guessing prior to throwing the dart at a moving target. According to Whedon, small business owners benefit from a formal marketing plan in the following ways. First, the message becomes more focused. With a marketing plan, a business owner is not being intentional about messaging, and branding, which can result in confusion and lack of focus. You can also develop measurable results. A marketing plan ensures tracking of both good and bad results. Without this information, the most successful marketing might be scrapped in favor of a more popular method that doesn't work, Whedon said. These types of errors can also result in wasted marketing budget. And when it comes to measuring the results, this is where I go back to the time that we interviewed Tom and Russ from SCG, and they said make it measurable, meaning have a call to action, like, you know, if you do a print ad, you know, you could always put a little call out. Ask for Sally. Sally doesn't work in your business, but you know when anybody calls up looking for Sally, you know, you can track exactly to what ad or marketing piece that went to. And then, obviously, it'll help with informed decision-making. So as your small business team grows, marketing plans are useful in measuring staff performance, allowing for better decision-making when it comes time to promote or removing sales team and marketing talent. So the other thing I want to get out there about a marketing plan is I've been pushing marketing in the Crown Trophy family for years, and more people are getting involved in it. But just like the planning for the grand opening party in one of the earlier stories today, you also have to plan your marketing. So I think in April, one of our stores put out a flyer for football. And I'm like, why are you marketing? No, it was even March. It was cold. Why are you marketing football? And she goes, well, I just wanted to put something out. I go, yeah, but football's 6 months away. Why would you market now? So make it timely. And you can even look at a calendar and say, what should I be marketing right now? So obviously this week, it would be a great thing to have something available for Father's Day. You know, in a couple of weeks, we're going to have Independence Day, then back to school, then Labor Day. Halloween's coming up. Thanksgiving is coming up. Veterans Day is coming up. And then finally, Christmas. You should be looking at this and kind of laying out a calendar, which becomes your marketing plan, of what you want to do and when you want to do it. And it will allow you the time to create the copy that you're looking to do. So hopefully that will help you as well. In sports, the NBA playoffs are over, and the Golden State Warriors are this year's champions after defeating the Cleveland Cavaliers 4-1. In the NHL playoffs, the Pittsburgh Penguins defeated the Nashville Predators 4-2 to win the Stanley Cup Finals. And isn't it just a little ironic that on the day that Adam West, who played Batman on TV, died, a team named the Penguins won the Stanley Cup? In Major League Baseball, in the American League, the Yankees, Twins, and Astros lead their divisions, while in the National League, the Nationals, Brewers, and Dodgers lead their divisions. Last week, NASCAR had its third first-time winner this year as Ryan Blaney, driving for the Wood Brothers Racing Team, won the Pocono 400. This weekend, the teams head to the Irish Hills of Michigan for the Fire Keepers Casino 400 on Sunday at 3 p.m. at Michigan International Speedway. Just a reminder, tonight in Bridgewater at John Bazelon Memorial Field on the campus of Bridgewater Raritan High School will be the 5th annual Bazelon Bowl. So please, if you like the military, support the military, have military people in your family. Bring them to the game so they can be duly recognized. It's a great show and a great evening. Looks like we're going to have some great weather, so make sure you get out there and enjoy yourselves tonight at the Bazelon Bowl. Looking forward to seeing everybody there. As always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, "Never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best." If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I am Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Here, only at your local Ace. Sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores and include instant savings for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
The congressional baseball game will be played this evening at Nationals Park despite the shooting spree in Alexandria yesterday. Lisa Carter has that part of the story.
Texas Republican Joe Barton says the annual baseball game is an important charity event that has a long history.
We're united as not as Republicans and Democrats, but as United States representatives.
Pennsylvania Democrat Michael Doyle says it's important to carry on with normal activities. Barton and Doyle.